With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. A memorial service is scheduled Thursday at Hamilton Middle School for Robert Anthony Leonardi, the 9-year-old boy who died Sunday when a van struck him as he crossed the road on his scooter. The Ravalli Republic reports Robert, who just finished second grade at Daly Elementary, was the son of longtime Corvallis High School teachers Philip and Alice Leonardi. A judge has ordered a significant bail reduction for a Kalispell man who was charged with killing his boyfriend after jurors couldn't reach a verdict in his deliberate homicide trial last month. Ryan Cody Lamb has been jailed since last August in lieu of a $300,000 bail. District Judge Robert Allison reduced his bail to $15,000 on Monday. Deputy County Attorney Allison Howard says she expects prosecutors will file an amended charge of negligent homicide against Lamb. Park rangers rescued three people yesterday evening after their car crashed down a 40-foot embankment along Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park. The driver reportedly swerved away from a truck that stopped to view a bear. Local photographer Philip Granrud was on his way to a trailhead when he arrived at the scene around 5 p.m.
It's a straight drop down. The car did go far enough down that you couldn't see the car, especially through the trees.
Park rangers responded a short time later. Granrud stayed for an entire rescue effort, which he said took about 3 hours.
I'm not a technical climber, but I did notice that they attached ropes and pulleys to their ranger vehicles. And using the weight of the ranger vehicles, they were able to rappel down this sheer drop-off and reach the victims in the accident scene.
According to a park spokesperson, two of the crash victims were taken to a local hospital by ambulance, and one was medevaced. A tow truck later removed the vehicle. Park rangers also responded to several other incidents yesterday, which is in line with the 2019 summer season so far. Park rangers have seen a 40% increase in emergency and law enforcement-related calls over the last year. Meanwhile, law enforcement officers in Yellowstone National Park will be conducting traffic safety checkpoints this week. Park spokesperson Linda Vires says Yellowstone roadways fill up in the park's busy months of July and August, leading to challenging driving conditions.
We have narrow roadways, curvy mountain roads. There can be animals on the road, and also sometimes visitors stop in the middle of the road to view wildlife. And so someone coming around a curve might see a car parked in the middle of the road.
Park rangers will check for driver and vehicle safety violations. Seatbelts are required by federal law on all park roads. The traffic safety checkpoints will continue periodically throughout the summer. I'm Megan Myskowski, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. John Krakauer says a court ruling that denies him documents detailing how a University of Montana quarterback's expulsion over a rape allegation was overturned may set a precedent that harms the public's ability to access government records. The author of Into Thin Air and Into the Wild made his first public comments about last week's 4-3 ruling by the Montana Supreme Court over email to the Associated Press. The court said former quarterback Jordan Johnson's privacy as a student outweighed Krakauer's right to know what action Montana's Higher Education Commissioner Clayton Christian took to reverse Johnson's expulsion over the 2012 allegation. Johnson was later acquitted in state court. Krakauer says he believes he has a moral obligation to address what he called a flawed decision and is considering petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.